and welcome to How to Be Successful with me, Vicky Paul. I'm an intuitive, artist, energy healer and author, and I'm on a mission to help you live with more joy, purpose and meaning. How to Be Successful is a straight-talking, heartfelt and enlightening podcast full of soul-centered wisdom, home truths, life-changing insights and free-flowing conversations with some of the most inspiring, knowledgeable and honest voices in well-being, spirituality, self-love and personal development. It's a show for people who are no longer satisfied chasing society's version of success because they're ready to embrace their gifts and thrive on their own terms. Hello and Happy New Year. We are at the beginning of 2023. I can't believe it. The time is just flying by. And I hope it's been a lovely Christmas and festive period for you and you are looking forward to a new year. It's always a really interesting time, January. You're maybe getting involved in the cutting out booze for a month, or you're maybe doing the veganuary. You maybe be looking at your health and your well-being and what changes you can make and what improvements you can make in all the various areas of your life. And it's really something that a lot of people focus on in January, when you're just getting to grips with the end of the year, surveying and assessing how that went for you, what changes you can make. Maybe you've done some resolutions this year. Maybe you've decided not to bother because you always fail at the first hurdle. There's always lots of different trends for the year about well-being and health and mental health, physical health, spiritual health. And I came across something recently that just, it kind of fascinated me because it resonated, but I also love the fact that the industry, media, whatever you want to call it, love to kind of create a new buzzword and a new buzz phrase around something. And I guess it helps people to jump on that bandwagon or really sort of plug in to what it is they're talking about. And this one, I don't know whether you've heard of this, but it's called sense hacking. And it kind of does what it says on the tin. It's about tapping into our everyday senses. So that's sight, sound, touch, smell, and taste, and using our senses to actually reconnect more fully with ourselves to become happier and more productive. And I love this because I guess it's just another way of expressing what I'm all about. You know, we use our senses to get back into our body. And I talk about this from a mindfulness and a meditation point of view about how you can place your hand onto your chest and use that to connect in with your breath and to take your awareness away from your head and into your heart and into your body. Because I think that's so much of the challenge that we face in day-to-day life, is that we spend so much time in our heads, listening to what's going on in our heads, mulling through all the to-do lists, etc., that we get out of ourselves and out of our body. So I love the idea of the sense hacking, which is about getting back into your senses. From an artistic point of view, and for those who listen to the podcast regularly will know that I am an intuitive artist and I'm really passionate about color and chromology and color psychology and how we can use the energy and color to not only tap into who we are, but to change our physiology, to lift our mood and our emotions, but also to connect with the energy and the resonance in each of those colors to help us access information about our past, our present, and our future. And I might actually do a podcast on that specific topic. But to go back to the sense hacking, it does talk about sight and using color as one of the ways that we can feel happier and more healthy. But really, sense hacking is all about using the power of our five senses to improve our mood. Now, I believe we've got six senses. We've got our intuition, which comes into play. But for the purposes of sense hacking, we're going to be looking at it from five sense: touch, sound, sight, taste, and smell. And the thing is, we all have different lead senses. So there's one sense that we favor more than others. And that could be a sense of smell. It could be very emotive for you. I love fragrance and I love perfume. I love the smell of things. It's very emotive for me. But maybe you are a sound kind of person, where music and certain sounds and certain noises are the ones that transport you into yourself or away to another place in space. So this is about finding what your lead sense is and then finding a way to tap into that in a subtle way to enhance your day-to-day environment. And that could be your workspace, your home, when you're training at the gym, meditation, just in your day-to-day life, is to use your lead sense to help support you and boost your positivity, to boost your mental health, to help you sleep better. It helps improve your cognitive ability and your overall emotional well-being. And there's lots of different ways that you can do this. So from a sight point of view, color to me is the go-to. And that's something that you can introduce into your home through soft furnishings, through pictures. You could also introduce it into your bedding. But also, obviously, I would say this from an artist's point of view, art, whether it's prints or originals, adding a splash of color and a pop of color on your walls is a really fantastic way to tap into the energy of that color. If you are a sight person, if that's your kind of keen and key sense, if you are somebody who loves sound and that's your in, then you will know how important noise is to you, or the absence of noise. So if you are self-employed and you work from home, it can be quite isolating. I know this, I do this myself. And I love to have sound in the background. And I used to work with music and the radio on in the background, but I found it too distracting. So I found that putting on some kind of random TV show on Netflix, and I have it on my phone and it's propped up near my computer when I'm doing anything online or working, doing sort of admin and that kind of thing. And I found that by combining a bit of my sight, so I could sort of look over and just catch a glimpse of what was going on in the show. It tends to be one of these binge-worthy box sets, but it could almost be a podcast, but it wasn't capturing my imagination so much that I had to stop and watch it. And I like the idea of more than music. I like the idea of voices being in and around, being a people person. That's why I love the voices in a TV show. So that's a really good way of helping you to connect in with sound. But you can also use sound frequencies. There's different energetic resonances and vibrations with different music tones that can enhance your alpha, theta, beta state, which if you've studied or you meditate, you'll know all about that. And that can really help connect you back in with yourself. If, for example, you are a touchy-feely person, it's about finding what works for you. That could be really nice tactile soft furnishings. You could mix it up with your clothing. So you could have wool and nylon and silk and satin and cotton, different types of fabric wrapped around your body. You could also touch plants and nature, and also touching yourself, touching your partner, touching one another, giving hugs, being tactile when you communicate with people, obviously in an appropriate way. Giving yourself a hug is a really lovely way of boosting your energy. Taste is often one of our favorite senses, and certainly given the fact that we've just come off of a very binge-worthy part of the year through Christmas and the festive period. And a lovely way of really sort of re-engaging this sense is to try different foods and actually to spend time with food in your mouth. So many of us are so busy that we just ram the food in our mouth, chew it a few times and swallow it over, which isn't good for our digestion, as you know. But spending time actually engaging with the tastes and the flavors and how your mouth is responding and how your taste buds are responding is another great way to tap into that sense. So it's about introducing new flavors and new textures into your diet, but it's also about spending time exploring what all these different flavors are about and trying to connect them with memories, thoughts, emotions, just to really help spark and fire up imagination. Because I'm an artist and because I'm so passionate about the benefits of color, I just want to briefly touch on color intuition and how your intuition connects with color, and also how you can use color in your clothes. And you may be familiar with the phrase dopamine dressing, which is all about using fashion and clothing, but combining it with colour to not only express your personality, but to tap in to that kind of energy. And I live in the UK, and when you look at how we dress in the UK, there's a lot of dark colours, a lot of blue, a lot of black, a lot of dark grey. There's not a huge amount of colour. You know, there's not a lot of people walking about with colour blocks of yellow or red or green, any kind of vibrant colour. Oftentimes, because of the way we feel, we want to sort of hide, and darker colours are a great way to do that. We kind of blend into the background. But we can use colour, particularly in winter, to help boost our energy. It's about tapping into the vibration of certain hues that can boost your mood. They do have a resonance and they do have a vibration, and they are scientifically proven to alter our physiology. Now, something like blue and the sort of blue tones and shades are very calming on our nervous system. So if you're somebody who tends to suffer from anxiety or stress or worry, or if that's not something that you suffer with on a regular basis, but you've got something that's stressful that's coming up, whether it's a job interview or a difficult conversation, then blue's a really great color for helping to reduce and calm the nervous system. It's a very serene color. Whereas at the opposite end of the spectrum, you've got yellow, orange, and red. They're a really extrovert color and they tend to boost your energy. They will lift you and give you more energy. So again, if you feel that you're affected by SAD, seasonal affective disorder, or the dark nights, the dark mornings, that really gets you down, then throwing on a pop of color. Now, it might be too much to wear all red, but you could put on a red coat or throw a red scarf around you, would really help to lift and boost your mood. And it's also really good if you're feeling lethargic. So if you're not sleeping well and you're low in energy, red's a really great color to recharge your batteries. Trust your intuition. Take a few moments to center yourself, take a few deep breaths and just sort of get back into yourself. And then just ask yourself internally, what is the best color for me today? What color do I need? What energy is going to help me get through the day? And just go with the first thing that comes into your mind and the first color that comes into your mind. And I guarantee if you Google what that color means, it will make absolute sense to how you're feeling at the moment or what you've got coming up in the day. So there you have it. One of 2023's well-being trends is sense hacking. So I would love to hear from you. If you do any of the above or any of this makes sense, then you know how to get in touch. I'll put the contact details into the notes in the podcast. And thank you again for supporting and listening to this podcast. Sending lots of love until the next time. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode, and if you'd like to connect with me, then head over to my website vickypaul.com, or you can find me on Instagram at @vickyjpaul. Why not take advantage of a special subscriber only 10% discount off my personalized soul portraits? All you need to do is get in touch using the promo code podcast21. That's podcast21. And don't forget, you can buy my book, How to Be Successful, available anywhere that you buy books, or you can also get it via the link in the show notes. Make sure you hit subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. And please continue to share this podcast with anyone you think might find it useful. I'd also really love if you could write a review, because that helps myself and my guests get discovered by more kindred spirits. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.